The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. My friend, we hear the Word of God preached, but are we listening? Jesus said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. In other words, listen up. See, I think a dangerous place to be is when we hear the Word of God, but we're not mixing it with faith. When we believe in theory only, but not by faith.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is so good to be with you here today on Truth and Fact. We are in Acts chapter 14, and we're dealing with a man that was born crippled. But suddenly, here comes Paul and Barnabas, and they're preaching. But what are they preaching? Well, they're preaching the gospel of Christ. They're preaching the kingdom of God. And this crippled man heard them preach. And a lame man from his mother's womb heard something he had never heard before. Something had to speak deep in his soul. This crippled man had probably never heard anything like this before. No doubt he had heard the teachings of the plurality of their pagan gods, but this was different. All the other words were dry and empty. But the words of Paul brought life and hope and expectancy. The preaching of Paul was something that sunk deep in his heart. It was this word that brought deep conviction to his soul. It penetrated the deepest consciousness of man. As Paul was preaching, he perceived that this man had faith to be healed. In other words, Paul knew. Something bore witness in his spirit that this man believed and had faith to be healed. Then Paul said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And the Bible says that he leaped and walked. Oh, praise God. And a man that was once lost and crippled is now saved and healed. This is the gospel of Christ. This is the power of God. But listen, Paul had to be in tune with God, didn't he? He perceived that this man had faith to be healed. The Holy Ghost revealed to Paul and gave him insight of what he needed to do. If Paul would have done this in the flesh, he would have looked foolish, but this was something of the Spirit. It was something of the supernatural. Paul knew God, and he knew the voice of God. Well, what do you think Paul was preaching? Well, I don't think he preached how to get rich. I don't believe Paul preached on church growth or how to have a mega church. I don't believe that he preached 14 steps for deliverance. He didn't preach any of these things. Paul simply preached the gospel. It's not hard. It's not difficult. Let's not make it complicated. I believe that he preached the cross. He preached Jesus. He preached the word, Christ crucified, risen, and coming again. Oh, yes. Remember when Paul got saved? Acts chapter 9, verse 20. It says, "And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God." I know this one thing. Paul didn't preach a lot of nonsense you hear going on today. It wasn't about himself. He was dead to self. It was about Christ. Jesus said this, "If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." See, whatever Paul preached, it penetrated the heart of this crippled man, and he believed in the power of the gospel of Christ. Oh my God. Oh, listen, my friend. Can we believe today? The Bible says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. See, what disturbs me today is we hear the Word of God preached, but are we listening? Jesus said, he who has ears, let him hear. In other words, listen up. You see, we're in a dangerous place when we hear the Word of God, but we're not mixing it with faith. When we believe in theory only, but not by faith. For the crippled man, the Word produced faith, and faith brought healing. He believed what he heard, and Paul perceived that he believed and told him boldly to stand up. He acted upon the Word by faith and stood up and was healed. The miracle was the necessary complement of the Word in holding up a true picture of the kingdom of God, in which Jesus was sent to establish forever. The crippled man heard Paul preaching the gospel. He heard the preaching. He believed it, responded to it by faith. And a crippled man was no longer crippled, but now saved and healed by the power of Almighty God. Oh, I pray that God would grant us the faith to preach God's word with such boldness and conviction and power, and that God would help us to believe as this man believed.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.